Welcome to the Leadership Decoded podcast. Here, we provide you practical tactics to help you lead at your very best at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, a former U.S. Army officer and current Leadership Development Workshop facilitator and Executive Education Adjunct Professor. Today, we're diving into a topic that's a little bit curious. It's a little bit out there. It's about how to utilize awe and wonder to be able to tap into your line of thought and leadership. You've got to learn how to control your monkey mind from jumping from task to task to task to task so that you can build curiosity, creativity, and innovative solutions into how you lead. Let's dive in. This episode is brought to you by Sweat Tent, the industry leader of the portable at-home wood-burning sauna. Being a leader can be stressful. That's why I've been a sauna user for many years. Did you know that consistent sauna usage 3 to 4 times a week not only relieves stress and improves sleep, but it also enhances your physical well-being and fosters mental resilience and cognitive clarity to be a better leader. And you no longer have to go to a crowded gym or buy one of those expensive and bulky at-home setups to experience the benefits of a sauna. Sweat Tent is the most portable and affordable at-home sauna on the market. The setup takes minutes and can reach 200 degrees in under 30 minutes. Harness the power of the Sweat Tent sauna to lead with clarity and poise. Sweat out stress, ignite creativity, and emerge a more focused leader. All Leadership Decoded listeners will receive $100 off when you use code LEAD100. Visit sweattent.com today to get $100 off your purchase with code LEAD100 at checkout. Again, that's sweattent.com to get $100 off with code LEAD100. Sweat Tent, improving your ability to lead at work and in your everyday life.
This episode is brought to you by CNG Tutoring. Founded by Janelle and Chris Seaton, CNG Tutoring is Northeastern Pennsylvania's leading tutoring service. Our experienced state-certified tutors provide personalized one-on-one sessions tailored to each student's unique learning style. From math and science to reading, writing, and even Spanish, we cover it all. We also offer top-notch SAT prep designed to help students sharpen the skills they need to achieve their goals on the SAT. Join the countless families who trust CNG Tutoring with award-winning educators and a 5-star parent rating. We offer in-person and virtual tutoring using 21st century learning techniques. Visit cngtutoring.com today and start your child's journey to academic excellence. CNG Tutoring, ignite your mind.
This episode is brought to you by Fit AF. As a leadership coach, I understand the importance of fueling both body and the mind. Balancing coaching sessions, workshops, and personal development can be demanding, and that's where Fit AF steps in. Fit AF offers an ever-changing menu crafted by top chefs and nutrition experts to ensure you're getting the best quality meals. Their diverse selection caters to various dietary preferences and needs, including keto, paleo, vegetarian, vegan, gluten-free, and more. As a valued listener, enjoy an exclusive offer. Get 20% off your first order of 7 meals or more by using code LEADER at checkout at fitafnutrition.com. Again, that's code LEADER for 20% off your first order of 7 meals or more at fitafnutrition.com. You know, I was a leader that was priding myself on being highly driven. I would go, go, go all day long, task, task, to task. I found myself from time to time, just burnt. I got to the point where I would sit down at my desk and I would have my email open and I'd make a phone call and then I would open a presentation. And as that presentation would open, I would do another task because it was taking too long to open. So I'd work this email and I'd go back to this task. And I found that throughout the day, what I thought was really great multitasking was just switching and not being able to pay enough attention and enough focus on a specific task. My monkey mind, as it's referred to, was jumping all over the place. It led me to just feeling exhausted by the end of the day. It led me to not seeing some of these bigger possibilities and connecting these bigger dots to the problems or the challenges that I faced at work. I needed to understand how to control my monkey mind and tap into this idea of being able to really quiet things down and maybe slow things down. And what I realized as I started reading more research articles and I started understanding more is that putting myself in situations of awe and wonder and unfocused time made a huge difference in my ability to focus. I know it sounds counterintuitive, but I started taking regular recurring saunas. And during sauna time, it was my time it was a heated environment. It feels good on my joints. It feels good to have that sweat going, but I couldn't quiet my mind. So I started pairing my sauna with my post-workout routine, and it still didn't work. And so I started reading more articles about, you know, how to control your, you know, get into those alpha and those theta brain waves. So I started using Brain FM, and I'd have music that was curated specifically to put myself in this focus or this relaxed mood. And when I did that, I started being able to have thoughts come in, acknowledge them, and then pass instead of jumping all around. And then I paired the light sources, right? I went into almost, you know, a self-sensory deprivation where I had a nice heated environment where my body was relaxing and coming down. I had low light environment, so I wasn't getting a lot of stimulus there. I had music that was specifically curated to help relax and relieve that tension. And what I found was I was having more eureka moments. And to me, I wanted to know more. So I started doing more reading about being able to get out in nature and being able to go out on a hike. And when I put myself in this state, I was able to make connections on problems that I hadn't seen possible. And it came up when I was actually doing my research, working on my dissertation. I'd hit a roadblock with a problem. I would hit a roadblock with either a statistics problem, or there wasn't quite something that was connecting for me when I'm doing a research proposal. And I found if I gave myself 15 to 20 minutes of sleep, most times I would wake up and I would have a solution. I got in this transient relaxed state. I was able to tap into my biorhythm and then come back out with this solution. But I can't take a nap at work. So how do you put yourself in a situation where you can get awe and wonder and really find some out-of-the-box solutions to creative problems that you want to solve? So let's talk about how we can incorporate awe and wonder and unfocused time into our leadership practice, because we want to be that transformative leader that fosters creativity, innovation, and problem solving. Let's dive into awe. There's three different things that you can do when it comes to putting yourself in the situations that inspire awe or that are awe-inspiring. One is broadening your perspective. Experiences of awe are often found in nature, or when you engage with art, or you witness an inspiring achievement, any place where you can expand your mental horizon. So if you're stuck in a specific industry, you're stuck in a specific situation, you know, a few things that you can do. Go listen to, you know, instrumental music that you haven't listened to before. Go out and take a walk and just, you know, take in those sounds. Stop and pause and listen to the birds, to the wind, to the breeze, to the snapping of branches, right? And you realize as you start to expand your mental horizons, the broader outlook helps you think beyond your traditional paradigms. And it opens up new possibilities. It fosters creative breakthroughs. If you're in a financial industry, start to think about and maybe read some periodicals from a different industry. Go out on your hike and see if those mental connections start to you know, come together. If you're in a functional area at work and you see things through the lens of engineering, go talk to the sales and operations team. Go talk to the marketing team. And then go put yourself in awe or in art and see if those different outside perspectives and connections start to snap and lock into place. I bet you that they will. Awe also helps enhance empathy. And research has suggested that awe can reduce self-centeredness and promote greater connection with others, more cooperative, more other-focused. So leaders who cultivate and take awe-inspiring moments may develop deeper empathy, and it makes you more effective in understanding your team dynamics, in listening to people on a deeper level, and resolving conflicts with others. Empathy is coming from a place of, you know, other-centeredness. You're putting yourself in others' shoes. So when you go out in nature and you experience art and you listen to music and you kind of have that time where you realize like you're just a part of something massively bigger, then you can start to take into perspective Sonder and other people's perspectives who have stories just as important as and great as yours. And that will make you a better leader, better listening, better leadership. Awe also helps with stress reduction. Awe-inspiring experiences, they evoke a sense of smallness sometimes that mitigate stress and reduce anxiety. Have you ever taken a hike and been at that very scenic vista? I remember I was with a buddy of mine. We were out in Colorado Springs and we did a beautiful hike, and we're at one of the peaks and we're just taking in the miles and miles of nothingness and nature. And then all of a sudden it started snowing below us. It was the first time I'd ever been in an elevation where I saw snow blowing up at us and as well as, you know, down below. And for me, that was just, it was an awe-inspiring moment in time that I'll never forget. It brings about this clarity. It brings about this balance in your life where you realize that you're just part of something much bigger than yourself. And when you allow yourself to experience that wonder, you'll notice that stress just kind of start to melt off you. All right. The second piece here is wonder. And wonder impacts you in a couple of different ways. One is curiosity-driven learning. Cultivating a sense of wonder leads you to a desire to explore, to question, to ask, to understand more deeply. So when you are a leader of people and you're a leader of something that's complex, embracing your curiosity, asking how might we questions, will take you from a fixed mindset to a growth mindset. When you open yourself up to explore and you combine that with a little bit of that awe, you start to get unconventional relations, dots that will connect on ideas on how to solve things. Wonder can also be an innovation catalyst. Wonder fuels a leader's willingness to engage. It fuels your openness to ambiguity and complexity. When you wonder about things, about, you know, how things are made, how things came to be, you ask more what if questions on the backside of that. Well, how might we do this? What if we did this? What if we tried that? What if we went in this direction? And then when you invite your team to ask those what if questions, you start to get different perspectives. You start to get different ideas. So just being able to create the space to allow your mind to wander and invite your team to allow their minds to wander, you come back together with a myriad of what if possibilities that you can then, you know, hone in and converge on a path forward. And by doing that, you're modeling behavior for your team to follow. When you express a sense of wonder, you can often inspire your team to think more creatively as well. Your team will model your behavior. So if you're able to show that you can take time to ponder, to think about things, to really ask bigger questions or what if questions, and to try new things, that opens your team up to experience that learning in a different way as well. It creates a culture where curiosity and exploration are valued, and that ultimately will lead you to more collaborative, innovative, supportive teams, which is what we all want, right? We want teams to come together to bring their best ideas to the table so that we can achieve great outcomes for those that we serve. And the third piece here is unfocused time. And this is really where I started with, was that unfocused time led me to want to get into a state of wonder and experience more awe-inspiring events throughout my day, throughout my life, to bring them back to be the best leader I could. Unfocused time helps you with incubation of ideas. It's intentional periods of being able to daydream, to take walks, to engage in, you know, leisurely activities where your subconscious will start to take over. And by many, you know, grounding experiences, you'll be able to bring out ideas and you'll have those aha moments connect. You'll find yourself sometimes wanting to focus, but that unfocused time, you know, especially when you compare that with being out in nature and being curious, you'll really start to find that's exactly what I needed to think about. Those moments will happen subconsciously. Unfocused time also, encouraging reflection. It helps leaders, you need time to step back from a situation. You need time to take a step back or to take a knee and reflect on your goals, the challenges ahead of you, the constraints around you, the team dynamic. And you can't do that if you're so laser focused down and in all the time. You need to be able to, that's what they say, hey, take a step back, figuratively and literally, take a step back and see a bigger picture. Unfocused time allows that natural opportunity for reflection and gaining deeper insights. And then you can bring that back to the table. So practical implications for leaders when it comes to awe and wonder, being able to cultivate awe and wonder. You can integrate awe and wonder into your routines. Start small, start simple. Set aside time for experiences that inspire. Take a walk, get out in nature. Maybe, you know, on the weekend, go visit a new place, go learn about a new field, read a periodical outside of your industry. Hobbies are great too, right? Because your hobby is something that you do for fun, but your mind is always going to be, you know, potentially switched on and working, whether conscious or unconscious or subconscious. And you want to be able to use that hobby time sometimes not even intentionally, but unintentionally, you'll gain those connections, right? And then being able to schedule white space on your calendar, schedule that time on your calendar to let yourself go into unstructured thinking, to give yourself time to wander, eliminate those distractions around you, model the behavior that you value time to think creatively and critically, that you value time to reflect on a situation, to understand why it happened, and engage in big picture thinking, and your team will follow suit. When we embrace awe and wonder and we tap into unfocused time, as a leader, we're unlocking our own and our team's creative potential. We're cultivating cultures that are open and move from a fixed mindset to a growth mindset where learning is continuous. We are willing to try new things. We want to do things differently, and we want to serve at our very best. So as you lead from a place of awe and wonder and inspiration, you're going to foster an environment where everybody can contribute at their creative best. Thanks for tuning in to Leadership Decoded here in the Loop Internet Studio. If you enjoyed today's episode, give us a like, drop us a comment, let us know how we're doing, or download and share the episode with your fellow leaders. Share what you've learned. Share this opportunity to learn different things about leadership so that we can all lead at our very best. If you're an organization that's looking to invest in your team's leadership abilities, I want to work with you. I offer highly engaging learning experiences that leverage creative learning methodologies such as Lego Serious Play to make learning stick longer, to bring your team together and bond. And I offer both affordable and accessible leadership development workshops so that everybody has the opportunity to learn how to lead at their very best. You can go to drwilliamramey.com to find out more. You can connect with me on LinkedIn at Dr. William Ramey, on Instagram at Leadership Decoded Pod, or email me here at will@onthestacks.com. Thanks for tuning in to Leadership Decoded, and I'll see you the next time you press play.